Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Verna LaBoy and Annabelle Simmons from Live Well by Faith, a community health program that targets chronic disease among African Americans in Boone County through Black churches. Annabelle is a health lifestyle coach at St. Luke United Methodist Church here in town, and Verna runs the entire program. They spoke about the more creative ways they try to inspire positive change within their health ministries. Here's Annabelle.
They just have fun. They will have different organizations that come in and give them some coaching. You don't want somebody trying so hard to lose weight that they starve themselves and pass out.
Live Well by Faith uses the weight loss competition as like a gateway into the Live Well by Faith movement, introducing them to other programs that we offer so that they hear about it, because millennials don't go to church, folks. Millennials do not go to church. I have to reach them.
But they
some
might
way.
Come to a competition.
But they'll come to the weight loss competition, and this is where we grab them. Ha-ha, we gotcha.
Now you're going to go to diabetes self-management.
Yes.
Now we want to introduce you to Weight Watchers. Now we want to introduce you to African Heritage Cooking Class.
Yes. And I love the spirit of competition, how they're getting together and working out together. And
calling each other.
Calling each other.
Texting each other.
Yes.
Did you work out today? How about if you pray for losing weight? How about that?
Hearing Miss Annabelle is the most rewarding part of my job. When we get lifestyle coaches and health ministries up and running, for me, that just speaks life to a church. It's a living, breathing organism. It shouldn't be a place where people go and sit for an hour or two on Sunday and then not go back the rest of the week. You shouldn't go every Sunday to sit and wait to die. It should be a living, breathing community
life.
Place where people go and get their spiritual, emotional, physical, mental health addressed. So I just keep working with the people that keep showing up in hopes that the light will soon come on for others that are still struggling. And that's hard when people really don't believe in themselves. I'm working with a population of people that have really given up hope, to be quite honest, because it's not easy being African American in the United States or anywhere in the world. I remember at one competition, this is like the fourth one, and it was a particularly rough day for me. And I got up there and I just lost it in front of everybody because I wanted to give up. So I just love that Live Well by Faith is building an intentional community around health, and that we're bringing public health out of the bricks and mortar of the public health department into the community where people live.
That was Annabelle Simmons and Verna LaBoy discussing their efforts to promote long-term health in Black church congregations. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Zia Kelly. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.